she looked, and sure enough, they were. It wasn't any easier pulling the boots off than what it was putting them on. But she managed to keep her cool, and together they worked to get the boots back on the right way around. She then said, "These aren't my boots." She bit her tongue. Rather than get right in her face and scream, "Why didn't you say so?" like she wanted to. So once again, she struggled to help pull the ill-fitting boots off. She then said, "They're my brother's boots. My mum made me wear them." The teacher didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I think I'd have cried. She mustered up the grace to wrestle the boots on her feet again. And then she said, "Now where are your mittens?" Wait for it. So she said, "I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." And that's sometimes something of the frustrations we have when we're bringing up children, isn't it? All these things happen and it's so frustrating. I spent many a time with my children trying to get them dressed and all the rest of it and ready for school. And then they always forget something, don't they? So what we're doing today is we're giving thanks to God and we're dedicating young Pearl back to God. In fact, in a few months' time, Mark and Rachel may well want to give her back. No can do, I'm afraid. There are times, aren't there, when you just want to send them back, parcel them up and say, "I want my money back." And sometimes I think that now when mine are in the 30s. So why do we do dedication services? Why do we bring them to be prayed for? What's it all about? In ancient times, it was a Jewish tradition to bring small children to the rabbi so that he could bless them and pray for them. So the people brought children to Jesus that he might touch them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus was irate and let them know it. "Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between me and them. These children are at the very centre of life in the kingdom." Aren't they lovely? Mark this, unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then gathering up the children in his arms, he laid his hands of blessing on them. And this passage that Chris read in Mark gives us about three reasons why it's important to do dedications and why we do them. First of all, it's biblical. It's important to know this because the disciples clearly didn't. In fact, they strongly discourage people from bringing children to Jesus. Perhaps they thought Jesus had better things to do. Jesus didn't think so. He was annoyed at his disciples and he let them know it in no uncertain terms. We call anything that gets between Jesus and us non-biblical. Our dedications, something that gets between Jesus and us, well, not according to our passage. This morning we have a responsibility to our children when they are first born. They are very much like an empty shell, aren't they? They just lie there. And they look cute and everything. But they are alert. Our children, born into the world, fully capable of surviving on their own? And the answer is, no, they're not. Other than instinct, we can say that children are born void of any knowledge concerning good and evil, right and wrong, which is true. Do children have to learn how to do everything that will help them survive physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Yes. Whose responsibility is it to train and teach children how to live and to survive? Is it the government's? I don't think so. They'd like you to think so. It's parents, primarily. How do children learn? Have you noticed how alert they are? They're always watching and learning. They take everything in. When they're young, if they don't want to eat or drink, they can't say no, so they just turn their face away in the opposite direction. And you get the idea, all right, they're not hungry. How many of us have stopped learning? How many of you know everything there is to know? Think about what you are teaching children when they learn by watching and imitating those around them. Just going to read you a short passage from Deuteronomy, which is in the Old Testament. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And that scripture passage is just telling us our responsibilities as parents, spiritually, that they are looking at us, how we live. And they're looking to us, in a sense, to bring them, to teach them about God, about his word, about his commandments. Because it's important. So there are times when we just want to send them back. Secondly, because dedications have a message for us, children are at the centre of life in the kingdom. Mark this, Jesus said, unless you accept God's kingdom, in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. This isn't obscure or minor. This is important. It's so simple. Unless you accept God's kingdom as a little child, you'll never get in. Well, what does that mean? What he's saying is that children trust. They have a simple childlike trust, a simple faith, if you like. And they will accept more easily the gospel, the good news, and the words that you give them and how you train them. It's easier for a child to trust in Jesus when they are young. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, or she should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it. Where does this leave us? We need ourselves to know what we are teaching, so that we need you guys to point Pearl in the right direction. When she might be in danger sometime, or she might be going on the wrong track, maybe. Let's hope not. But sometimes you need other people to say, hey, come on, you don't need to do that. Go this way. And this is the responsibility of us as parents and godparents to do exactly that. Thirdly, we do baby dedications because they remind us that our children are most blessed when they are in the arms of God. As parents, we want the best for our children. We have great hopes for them. You know how it's been noticed that how many child geniuses there are under the age of 4 for playing musical instruments. But it's strange that when they get older, all of a sudden, there aren't so many, are there? And it's because we put that perception on them, don't we? But we want the very best for them. And we have great hopes for them. And the people in this passage brought children to Jesus, hoping that he might touch them and bless them, which he did. So now we're going to sing again.